Stephen Ryan on 5AA Breakfast.
Good morning!
Feels a bit flat on a Monday morning, not having the footy to talk about, but there was a big weekend of sport otherwise. Rowie, good morning to you.
Oh, not me. Pembo and Will, good morning. I still have the afterglow of that Crows 30-point win over Port. I know Thursday seems a long time ago, but the fish jumped in the boat on Saturday. Crows have won three of their last four. They found their game, no question about that. It's been building. Back six was superb. We know all of that. They got Murray on the horizon. Schomburg in the sample was just electric. Dowling's going to be great. And they got a banged-up Lions Mother's Day. Now, I only just worked this out because Jody said, oh, have you booked anything for Mother's Day? And I did. And then I said, well, I can't get there. Why do the Crows always get Mother's Day booking?
Because they always get a crowd. The Crows get punished because they always get a crowd. Always have and always will.
I think a lot of people treat it as their Mother's Day event, though, going to the football with Mum.
We did last year, but this doesn't work for every family.
No. Not every family likes football,
exactly.
For starters.
Yeah, I just... That's it. I don't love it.
The timing of it's bad because you can't really have lunch, and if you had dinner after the game, it'd be late, and it's a Sunday night. So it's sort of... The game wrecks both lunch and dinner.
Mm.
Anyway, we got what we got. Port, on the other hand, the fallout for them, I think, continues. They're going to have another Connor Rosie, Quiddy, Woody, Woney, Willie. They've got Aaliyah back. They've got Geelong and Geelong. The game waits for no one. It just doesn't get any easier, does it? Unbelievable. And now, listen, last week, I think everyone said the ladder was pretty much set. I mean, we're eight rounds in. I know Swans, Geelong, Melbourne and GWS look locks, but the next four, Essendon, Frio, Port, Carlton. I mean, any of those four strike a bit of trouble with a run. Collingwood are there that are ninth. Suns and Bulldogs, no chance. Now, I know I'm putting the cart before the horse here. Brisbane, I think, is shot. They're done. Put a fork in them. The only other team other than Collingwood that could jump in is the Crows. Have you seen their run up to the bye?
What is it, Brisbane, Collingwood the next 2 weeks?
Then West Coast?
Yeah. Then Eagles, Hawks, Tigers, Swans. They'll beat them at home because that's the hairy chess game. They could be 8-6. And then it's game on. So,
mate, seriously. What? Don't get ahead of yourself, Robbie.
Sorry, great advice. Great advice, Pimmo. Far be it for me to be emotionally charged about anything like this.
Mate, you must just be waking up this morning, you know, life is good, you're springing your step, smelling the roses after I saw you yesterday at Unley, watching your lad play, and he was instrumental in the Eagles' terrific but deeply irritating win over the Double Blues. Sometimes just footy just works out perfectly, doesn't it? You've gone from Thursday night to Sunday afternoon watching your son carve up at Unley.
Yeah, look, and you've got to, and it's like life. You've got to enjoy the good times because the bad's coming. So when it's good, enjoy it and just get whatever you can down your tonsils, which I did yesterday, Pembo. Well done. See it for. We got Treaders and Cornsy to wrap it all up. We'll speak to both clubs. Big show.
Very philosophical Stephen Rowe this morning on a Monday morning. That'll be thousands of years of sort of like, you know, Plato's lost dialogue. There was this philosopher Rowe who said, you know, enjoy when it's good because the bad's around the corner, so fill your gills. And someone will say that.
Did Plato say fill your gills?
Something similar, I think.
He said it in ancient Greek.
Yeah. Whatever they were drinking in ancient Greece.